Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show. And today, it's kind of like a start of a new process or a new adventure, if you want to, that I hope the listeners of my episodes, especially the solo episodes, will enjoy a lot. Anybody who has written or followed me for a while knows that I'm a big fan of John Soforic, and he wrote a book called The Wealthy Gardener that I hold in really high regard. And part of that book is a list of lessons. And I thought, well, you know, how easy or how likely is it that any one of you is actually going to get the book and read the book and go through the book in detail and stuff like that? And I hope a lot of you do, but to make it a little easier, or maybe whet your appetite, or however you want to actually call it, in the book at the end, there is basically a list of lessons that are kind of lessons learned from what's in the book. And keep in mind, The Wealthy Gardener, the book was written by John for his son to kind of teach him about money and how to develop good habits and stuff like that. But those teachings are also valuable for anybody who wants to become an ideal wealth grower or a good investor and build a long-term legacy, all those good things that we are always talking about. So talking about, by the way, I would love for you guys to rate the episodes and the podcast and download it and get in touch. Go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the button, book a call, you know, get involved, get engaged, and see how we maybe come together and I can help you and you can develop a really successful investment portfolio. But back to the lessons. And so I want to start at the beginning. I'm not going to go through every lesson because there are many, but the ones that resonate with me or where I have something to say about, I want to bring them to you step by step over time. And so the first one is called Seek Prosperity. And what John wrote about it says, I was told that ambition for riches comes from the devil, but I found that the prosperous life was a spiritual adventure. So what does that really mean? Well, we are oftentimes being conditioned that we shouldn't go after the shiny object. We shouldn't just go after the money. We shouldn't just go after the profits. We should be balanced individuals, and I'm all for that. Would I go as far as saying seeking prosperity or financial freedom is basically something related to the devil? Definitely not. Especially if we can actually accomplish wealth, like in Ideal Wealth Grower, through our work, through our money that we received for services and products provided, whether you do this as an employee or you do this as a small business owner, when you get compensated and you leave some of that compensation to reinvest it, and then that reinvested money, for example, when you reinvest it with our help into residential real estate, is actually generating additional profits. And over time, you get to a point where those additional profits, what we call passive income cash flow, is actually exceeding what you need to live. There is nothing devilish or negative or not admirable about it. But then when you go to the second part and you ask yourself, what does John mean with this aspect, prosperous life was a spiritual adventure? That goes to something that I think anybody listening to our podcast as an employee, especially if you're a successful employee and you have like a bunch of people that you're leading and challenging projects and stuff like that. Companies, now that we are in 2024, basically pushed to really evaluate how efficiently are they working. Because now we are in a time where money is no longer cheap and 0% and stuff like that. So anything that companies spend money on needs to be very efficient. And if they do their work very efficiently, then they will have earnings, which will mean if they are listed on the stock market, they will have increasing stock prices, which is one of the big, big things that companies exist for, is to make their investors, their shareholders happy. And that's the same thing that we want to accomplish when we invest in properties. We want to keep the properties in a good situation and good repair in an area that is growing economically, so we can increase our rents and the value of the properties increase. Now, when I see that John writes prosperous life was a spiritual adventure, I believe this has a little bit to do with time and time management. Because if you really ask yourself, if you are a really, really busy employee and maybe have some other gig on the side, or you're a business owner who is wearing all the different hats to run the business, are you spending 60, 70, 80 or more hours a week just for that? And then you add the time that you sleep and there is very, very little time left. And so what John is pointing out is that if we are successfully investing our money, the resulting wealth and prosperity will give us time freedom, which is exactly and perfectly aligned with what I've always been saying about Ideal Wealth Grower. The goal we want to achieve as a major, major milestone is to get to the time freedom point. And when you do, when you have enough passive income to cover your life expenses, including, you know, like vacations and nice gifts and stuff like that, then you have more time. And then with that additional time, or with this time, you have the freedom to decide what do you want to do with it. And that's where the spiritual aspect comes in. Because if you want to worship, or if you want to go and visit places that are related to your religion, or other things that are on your list, but that don't make money and may even cost money, to have the freedom not only to aim for them, but then also take the time and go and visit them. That's that spiritual adventure and experience that John is talking about. So the pursuit of happiness in the sense of financial wealth and prosperity is something that will ultimately give you the time freedom to really live your spirituality if that is something that you want to do. And that's the first lesson. The more and the sooner you get actually into looking after yourself financially and with our help, if you like. I would love to mentor you and help you with that. As soon as you start pursuing that, you will sooner rather than later reach the time freedom point that gives you the opportunity to take the time you want on things that don't make money, because money is coming passively from your previous investments. So that's the first lesson that I wanted to point out. And obviously, as you can see, what John wrote for his son and what we are doing at Ideal Wealth Grower is, at least at this first lesson, very well aligned. So if you want to talk about it, how you can get started into this mindset of prosperity and developing your wealth so you can reach your time freedom point, please go to idealinvestorshow.com, find the green button to book a call, and let's have a conversation. And I would love to get to know you, talk to you, and see if we actually fit together, vibe together, and if I can help you achieve your goals. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.